As San Antonians celebrate the new year tonight, a NASA probe is in deep space, 4 billion miles from Earth, readying for a historic mission, the farthest exploration of a celestial body, a rock in space called 2014 MU69, but nicknamed Ultima Thule. Thule sits in the Kuiper Belt, a ring past Neptune of comets, asteroids, and scraps left over from the formation of our solar system. TPR technology reporter Paul Flav talks with Southwest Research Institute planetary scientist and principal investigator for the mission, Alan Stern.
Alan Stern, thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a lot of things coming up in the next few hours. Can you talk about what you guys want to learn from this flyby of 2014 MU69?
Sure, absolutely. Well, this is the farthest exploration of worlds in the history of spaceflight, taking place 4+ billion miles from Earth with the New Horizons spacecraft. And for your listeners who may not know, the Kuiper Belt, which surrounds our solar system beyond the orbit of Neptune, was only discovered in the 1990s, but it is a treasure trove. It is essentially an archaeological dig into the history of our solar system. It is a vast frozen frontier that contains comets and the building blocks of small planets, and small planets like Pluto, of which there are many. What we're doing, having explored Pluto in 2015, now the spacecraft is 1 billion miles farther out, and later tonight and tomorrow, we'll be swooping down at very close range over one of these building blocks, the one we nicknamed Ultima Thule, and photographing it, determining its composition, looking for an atmosphere, for moons, for rings, a complete assessment, and nothing like this has ever been done before.
Fact check me on this. You guys will be passing, the spacecraft will be passing Ultima Thule at 31,500 miles per hour. How long of a pass are we talking about? Is this milliseconds? How many photos can you take? What is the observational ability?
Those are really good questions. This set of instrumentation, the spectrometers and cameras that we have aboard, were designed to do exactly this. And in fact, several of those instruments were built in San Antonio. The actual flyby started in August, and we've been photographing the target ever since, more and more intensively as we get closer. We have a period of about 24 hours centered around closest approach where we'll be able to get extremely detailed images of it, maps of its surface composition, maps of its topography, good assessment of whether there are any gases escaping from it that would make an atmosphere, all those things. And then we'll start sending that data back to Earth tomorrow. That will be a long process that will ultimately take a year and a half, actually a little longer. But even by later this week, we will know what Ultima looks like.
You know, when we first talked about this, it was early last year, or maybe it was 2017, you and I spoke, and I said, what do you know about this object? And you just kept listing all the things you did not know about this then only known as 2014 MU69. What do you know now? I mean, how much have you been able to gain in that corresponding year?
Not a lot, unfortunately, because Ultima is so tiny and far away. Remember, it's about the size of Greater San Antonio and about as reflective as garden variety dirt. And it's illuminated by sunlight 4 billion miles from the sun. It's about as bright as the full moon. So from Earth, even with giant telescopes in the Hubble, about all we've been able to learn is its orbit, which allows us to target it, its size, which I said is about the size of Greater San Antonio, the surface reflectivity being very dark, its color, which is red, and its shape, which is very irregular. And that's all we know. That's going to change overnight, literally over tonight, as the spacecraft makes its exploration and then starts downloading the data back to Earth. We're going to know volume. We're going to not rewrite a textbook about Ultima. We're going to write it from scratch.
Alan Stern, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.